This is episode 9. In the last episode, Art met Patty, his first love, his great love. He didn't even try to kiss her. He was so stunned by her beauty. Art continues. We started meeting and talking. We ditched school a lot. We'd walk around. I didn't try to do anything sexually with her for a long time, but we kept seeing each other, and then I kissed her. And then we started messing around. Sometimes, if my grandmother wasn't home, we'd go over there. Or I'd borrow my cousin's car and we'd go park and we'd pet. I met her mother. Her mother had been married to a musician who'd treated her bad. I could see that that was going to be a problem. I had to sneak around to see her because her mother was afraid of me. But I had fallen in love, and I think Patty had too. One day, her mother woke up with a pain in her stomach, and she died that evening. She had gangrene of the intestines, I think. She had had several abortions, and probably those caused that. Patty was sent to Arizona to some relatives before she could contact me. She wrote and told me what had happened. I was miserable. Finally, she came to visit an aunt in Glendale. They were going to send her away again, and I couldn't stand that. We wanted to get married. Patty was 16 and I was 17. My dad thought we should hold off and see how we felt in a year or so, but to us that seemed like a lifetime. I borrowed my cousin's car and we went to Tijuana, to one of those places, and some guy married us. He called in his secretary and a guy from the street and they witnessed the ceremony. "Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?" in broken English, and we were married. I wanted it all to be legal. I didn't want that love ruined by our living together without being married, because at that time I was extremely moralistic. We came back with our little certificate, and there was nothing the families could do but okay it. My father was furious because he wanted to have us married in the house with my grandmother there. I was his only son, and he wanted to do it right. We had another ceremony to satisfy him, and then we rented an apartment down by Adams, above Figueroa. Before we went to Tijuana, we'd work each other into such a state it was unbelievable. She kept asking me, telling me she wanted me to do it, and once I tried, but it was a horrible, horrible scene, and then she started bleeding. So after we got married, it was agony trying to have intercourse without hurting her, but finally I got through. And it was perfect from then on. As I look back, I see that all we had was sex, that beauty, and we made love continuously. I remember once we made love 11 times in one day, and I came all those times. For a while before we got the apartment, we stayed with my grandmother. We'd wait until she left the house, and the minute she was gone, we'd take our clothes off and start making love. We'd do it in the front room so we could look out the window and watch for her. When she was home, we weren't able to contain ourselves, so we'd go out to the old garage in the back, which was filled with stuff. There was a place at the top where there were two mattresses on the beams we could climb up onto. Patty would wear a cotton house dress with nothing on underneath, and we'd go make love by the hour. Sometimes my grandmother would come calling us, and we'd stop and hold on to each other and not breathe and be giggling up there. I'd finally found someone who loved me.